pastor, Pastor Jim, who we fondly refer to as PJ.
Hey.
Hey, there you go. And Nan Watson is in there, and they are in there in the studio. And I'm out here in the control room, and it's exciting, the show. This is a great show. And, you know, you have time to call a friend and say, hey, why don't you tune in to Living the Good Life today? God is doing some wonderful things. And he is always doing some wonderful things, isn't he? We're in Psalm 34 if you're just joining us, so find that if you have a Bible. If you're driving down the road, no problem, just listen. And I started to tell you about our Thursday night show. That is with me, my other name that my kids and grandkids call me, Mama Mac. And Dr. Angel Falzoni, who is in our ministry. She is a PhD, licensed mental health counselor. And we have a show every Thursday night called Go Yard, which means hitting a home run instead of striking out. And that airs on this station, 6:06 p.m. Eastern. And then it airs on Starcom Media Network repeatedly on the weekends in particular. So wherever you listen to Go Yard, we welcome you. That is a life coaching counseling show. We just did a show last week on disappointment. And this week we are taking it probably in a similar direction, but just really intense stuff. It's a call-in show. You can call in and give your opinion or ask a question. And that is Thursday nights, 6:06 p.m. Eastern on this station, Tantalk1340.com and 1340 a.m., and on Starcom Media Network on the weekends. I think I got all that in there, right?
Yes, you did.
All right. Pastor Jim, would you introduce this next song?
Okay. Oh, Mercy.
Yeah.
Mercy.
Which is,
and if I can just throw something in real, real quick.
Please.
Before the song.
No.
Well, in the last hour, we were talking about shame, and the term shame-faced came to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had personal experience with being shame-faced,
okay,
where you just look down.
Yeah.
And again,
wow.
You know, David says, their faces will never be ashamed. They'll be
yes.
able to look up.
Yes.
Unashamed.
Ooh,
to God.
That's good.
So I just want to toss that in. So, and that has to do with mercy, God's mercy, by casting crowns.
Mm, it's all about his mercy, isn't it? Wow, here we go. Listen to this song.
Here I am, a sinner, broken and in need of you. Take my life and wash my fears away. For you are the great I. Rest assured, I feel your hand holding me until the darkness clears. Your Father to the fatherless, Redeemer of my soul. My life is yours forever, my heart will always know. Your mercy saved me, mercy. Mercy found me, called me as your own. Here I stand, a child of yours, broken and in need of you. Break these chains and wash my guilt away. Healer of my brokenness, my weary soul will find its rest. You are my strength, the lifter of my head. You're greater than my yesterdays. You hold me close today. You're the Lord of my tomorrows. My heart will always say, you're greater than my yesterdays.
praise God. Your mercy saved me. Oh, his mercy is when we don't get what we deserve. That's mercy. When God could punish us, or circumstances could really punish us, or whatever, but God's mercy sees us through the situation, whatever it is. Nan's got a poem that God just gave her. Let's hear it, Nan.
I see all that you've done in your life, and I see what has been done to you. My son's blood covers all of this. Look to me for help. You'll make it through. My mercy will see you through all things. You will look back and so clearly see. You will make it through rough times. You will look back and truly see my mercy. It is my mercy that helps you travel on. Reach out to me. I will help you. Things will be okay for you, little one. In your circumstances, I will help you through.
Oh, great. Amen. It is all about his mercy. Well, go ahead, Pastor Jim.
Well, and in that song I just mentioned before about being shamefaced, in the song they talk about lifting up the head. And I went, of course, to Psalm 3, my glory and the lifter of my head. And then also, I was thinking about like Joseph.
Yes.
And when he was in prison.
Yes.
And the baker and the cupbearer were
mm-hmm.
there.
Right.
And, you know, he prophesied that the cupbearer would be blessed by Pharaoh, would be released, and the baker would lose his head. And, but that was when a king would lift up your head, it meant acceptance. It meant you could talk to the king.
Good point.
And that's what God does for us. I mean,
yes.
If we're shamefaced,
yes.
It's like we're resisting
right.
him lifting up our head, because Jesus wants to put his hand, I just picturing it, him, his hand under our chin.
Yeah.
And lift up our head to look him right in the
Ooh.
Eyes. And we don't have to be afraid of letting him do that. I just really feel this is for somebody out there.
Oh, there it is.
That there's somebody out there who's so ashamed of something you've done. Let Jesus put his hand underneath your chin and lift up your
Amen.
Head.
Amen.
Look him in the eyes. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of. God loves you. He's already paid the price for whatever it is
right.
that happened in your past. Whatever sin you've committed that you think is too bad to let you get close to God again. He's already paid for that. His blood, like Nan said in her poem, blood washed it all away.
It's washed it away.
It's gone. Let him lift up your head
Woo.
And look into those eyes of love.
Yes. I love that because, you know, I think it's interesting that David talks here in verse 5 of Psalm 30 about those who look to him are radiant, their faces are never covered with shame. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because a lot of times people, even with their body language, if they are full of shame and remorse, maybe it's even something that was done to them, they were a victim of rape or whatever, mm-hmm. of molestation. A lot of times people like that, you can tell in their, they're not as free to lift up their heads and be who they are. They're still living back in that past mm-hmm. and that awful thing that happened to them or that they committed, whichever the case may be. And I love that you brought this in, because, you know, we can't have peace when we are living in shame. And shame is a huge problem for a lot of people. Nan, did you want to comment on that?
Well, I'm thinking of somebody that I have known in my past who had experienced a lot of negative things.
Okay.
And I can remember the countenance of this individual. Never looked happy, never smiled. And that doesn't say you're supposed to smile because of what has been done to you, but you can move forward.
Right.
In that. But as far as just things, just the whole, like you say, the whole countenance, the whole everything
yeah.
just looked downhearted.
Yeah.
Looked beat down. You know, just felt shameful. Although
right.
they hadn't done anything wrong, what was done to them, it felt shameful. And
right.
that, I hadn't thought about that person in some time, but that came to mind.
I think this is really, we're right on here. Last week, if you missed our last week's show, you'll be able to catch it on the podcast on tantalk1340.com. Go to podcasts and then go down to Living the Good Life, and it's there. Or it'll be on our website, bohmglobal.com, by the end of the month. And I reference that because we were talking about healing last week and the importance of healing in our emotions and what God does. And this show, Pastor Jim, is just kind of a continuation, it seems to me, only in more depth, perhaps, in the aspect of this area of shame, which a lot of people don't like to talk about because they're embarrassed of things that have happened, don't you think?
You're ashamed.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Either of something you've done or something that's, like you said, been done to you.
Right.
And it's like, well, why should I bring it up again?
Well, right.
Burying it only keeps it rotting in the ground.
Yes.
You have to bring it up and get rid of it.
Yes. So David says here, because David went through some things that he was ashamed of.
Oh, yeah.
The mess with Bathsheba, the adultery, and then having her husband killed and, you know, other things. We all have had things in our past. Maybe we haven't done that, but hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
But just the same, you know, David knew what he was talking about. Here's my point in Psalm 30, verse 5. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. I love that you brought that point up, Pastor Jim, about being shame-faced, because God wants us to be radiant-faced.
Mm-hmm.
To be glowing. Have you ever been around somebody who just glows? I mean, it's just like, just not that they're always happy and never have a problem, but there's something about them that you just feel that glow of God coming from them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's because they trust in God.
Yes.
By trusting God, again, it goes back to what we talked about in the first hour. You surrendered your situations to him.
Yes.
And then you can walk with him. You can walk in that peace knowing that God's got he's got my front, got my back, got
right.
my sides.
Right.
You know, so I can be radiant. I can glow.
Yes.
You know?
Love it. Well, look at verse 6 of Psalm 34. If you just joined us, that's where we are right now. And we're on this series, Walking in Prevailing Peace, peace that overcomes no matter what's coming at you. Verse 6 of Psalm 34, this poor man called, you know, I think he's talking about himself again. I think this is David's testimony. I don't think he's talking about just any old person down the street. I think he meant this when
right.
he said, this poor man called.
Yeah, I don't
Now, this is the king, you know, the anointed king at this point, but.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he was pointing like I would at Nan. This poor man.
Yeah.
I think he was pointing at himself. This poor man, me.
Yeah, me. This is me called. And the Lord what?
Heard him.
Oh, I love this verse. This is one that you need to write down and memorize. Get it in your arsenal of scriptures that you are committing to memory. Psalm 34, verse 6. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. There's the word all again there, Pastor Jim. It's crazy good.
And it is. And you know, it's not just some.
No, all.
If you cry out, he'll hear.
Yeah.
And he'll move.
Yeah, and it's not just men, people. It's women, it's kids, it's teens, it's old people. This poor person called,
right.
and here he's talking about himself, David. So he said, this poor man called, and the Lord heard him. I love that verse. It reminds me of another verse David wrote, Psalm 18, verse 6, which you don't have to turn there, but I'm just going to run there real quick. And this is what David said in Psalm 18, verse 6. Wonderful. One of my favorite verses. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my cry. My cry came before him into his ears. Love it. Love it. Wow. David is saying there in Psalm 18:6, man, I was in a mess. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. Help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, help. Whoa. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry came before him into his ears. I tell you, when my kids were all little, and they were three of them in 4 years, there were times they'd be out playing. I remember so many times, and they'd get themselves in some kind of trouble. Somebody would fall down. Somebody get hurt. Somebody would trip over something, whatever the case may be. And when they called for help, I could hear them. You know, if I was in the kitchen looking out the window watching, if there was a cry for help, I'm bolting out that back screen door, right?
Sure.
Which I was. Now, that's the kind of God we serve. Nan, talk to me about this. I bet your little son got into all kinds of trouble from time to time, didn't he?
He did.
Bradley?
He did. What I was thinking of, and I'm not trying to belittle anything, but I was thinking of our three dogs.
Yeah?
And they each have their own distinctive bark.
Mm-hmm.
And mine knows, because the two blondes were my roommate, and then mine is Jackson. And
yeah.
They all, you know,
Basset Hound Jackson.
Basset Hound Jackson. They all, you know, I take care of them all, but he knows he is mine.
Right.
He knows when I enter the house.
Right.
He will have been fine and not, I mean, when they're in the doggy room area or when he's in the backyard, I'll pull up. He knows my car and he knows who mom is. It is me.
I don't know why I started that conversation, PJ. Now we're going to hear a whole lot about her little boy, Jackson.
Yeah,
my little boy, Jackson.
No, but it's such a good point.
But he knows.
This is great.
God knows his children.
Yes, he does.
God knows when we cry out to him. You know, I had a distressing situation happen that, and of a previous Basset Hound that I found him dead one day.
Oh.
And I got on the phone and I called my father. And the first thing my father said to me was, Nanette, what's wrong? He could just tell in my voice. My father could tell in my voice there was something wrong. And he came to my aid and he helped me deal with the situation. But that's the way our Heavenly Father is.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
He is there to say, child, how can I help you? What's going on? I see the stuff you're going through. I will give you peace. I will help you. I will give you direction. I will help you.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord. My cry came before him into his ears. Praise God. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. Woo. Pastor Jim, I tell you, it didn't get much better than that. David, this is his testimony. He's ringing. It just reminded me of old Mark with his white handkerchief. He would have been praising God right now and probably in heaven is going, you go, girl. But anyway, you know, because God does. Let's give God the glory and praise for all this. Because he does save us. I could be preaching right this minute. Because he does save us all out of all our troubles. This poor man called, the Lord heard him. God hears. Dear friend, when you call to him, all you have to say is, Jesus, Jesus. You know, so many people use his name in vain, and I can't stand it every time I hear it, you know, because, come on, let's use his name when we need to praise him or when we need to call on him because we're in a mess, not some vulgar way of saying his name. I find it interesting that society uses that name so much in vulgarity, don't you?
Yeah, it's distressing.
It's awful. Because here we have times in our lives every day where we need to call on him. And so when we say Jesus, he's right there. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, my child. Yes.
Yep.
You know?
And he saves us out of all of our troubles, afflictions. And my favorite verse is coming up.
Go ahead.
The angel of the Lord encamps around about those that fear him and delivers him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good news.
Oh, that is. I mean, when we trust God and fear God, and in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord was Jesus himself.
Yes.
But I love the fact that he encamps around about us. I mentioned it earlier. He's got our back, got our front, got our sides.
Yeah.
He encamps around about us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we fear God, you know, which just means basically submitting to him and giving him his due reverence.
Right.
Then Jesus is all around us.
There.
It's almost like picturing being in the middle of the glory cloud.
Yeah, he's
there. It's hard for the devil to get in there because you got the angel of the Lord standing guard all around you.
And isn't this so amazing that we can praise him? Like David started that psalm, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then he goes ahead and gives you reasons why.
The rest of the psalm is all reasons why.
It's all about reasons why we bless the Lord. And here's one. Let's do this song, PJ. Introduce it, will you?
Hello, my name is by Matthew West. And this is This is great, though, because this goes right along with everything we've been talking about.
It does.
The song is a perfect choice because it's confessing not how we see ourselves, but we confess how God sees us, who we
Amen.
Are in Christ.
Woo!
Hello, my name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free. Amazing grace is the song I sing. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King.
One true king. Hello, my name is. Woo, child of the one true king. I've been changed. I've been set free. Wow, we got a lot to talk about from that song. It's so cool what God does. Nan, what did God give you during that song?
He said.
All right, let's hear it.
My mercy is here for you, precious child. Your pain with you from me doesn't hide. I will help you look to me and trust. To receive my mercy, it's a must. You need to ask me for this gift, and I will give you a great uplift. You will receive the mercy that I have for you, and of these shameful thoughts, you'll make it through. Mm-hmm. What will you decide to do today? Will you accept this gift while you pray? You will never again feel the same. Look to me and call upon my name. I have mercy you can receive.
Oh, good stuff. Wow. Absolutely. It's a choice. That I hear God saying in that poem that, you know, what do you want to do with what's happened to you? What do you want to do with the free gift that you have to be set free and have this peace? What are you going to do with that, Nan?
I'm reminded of somebody that I remember now That that didn't make a bit of sense. That I am
reminded
so sorry.
Of somebody I remember now. There you go.
That some people don't want to be freed.
That's true.
From what they have because they identify themselves as being in that.
Yeah.
They, I mean, short of just being in truth here, they like to be able to share that story and get a lot of sympathy from people.
Right.
Not to say you don't share your story. You do share your story. You need to share your story with people, Christians who can help you
right.
through whatever you're going through. Then you can share your story at times when you can. God can use it to encourage and help others that went through the same thing you went through. Those are all fine. But it's sometimes people just want to keep sharing and keep sharing and keep sharing and keep sharing.
Same thing
over and over again.
For
they
sympathy.
Don't want to be set free. They just want to keep talking about what all they went through.
Yes.
It's a very good point because it is a choice to have peace. It's
right.
not something that you can just say, forget it, I don't want peace. People do, though, Pastor Jim.
Well, that's true.
Talk.
But what Nan was saying, really, that is so true that some people, instead of wanting to tell the answer that they received, they just want to tell the misery that they're in.
Oh, yeah.
And doing that, you're never going to get an answer.
Right.
Because... And some people do choose to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm showing my age, but I just think of Hee Haw.
I just mentioned Hee Haw Thursday night on Go Yard, and actually Bobby found that song, Misery.
That's what I was just saying. We just
did that Thursday night.
Yeah.
On that on our show on Disappointment.
And
yeah.
It's true. Some people would just assume
yeah.
live there.
Right.
Because they're more comfortable getting sympathy
yeah.
from people
mm-hmm.
than having the problem solved.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I'll say I've been there a few times. I've been down that road a few times.
It's a common problem.
But it's so much better when you just let God take care of the problem.
Right.
And believe me, I'd much rather hear somebody said, yeah, you know what? I had this miserable stuff going on. But God took care of it, and this is where I'm at now.
Which brings us back to Psalm 34,
verse
6. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. It doesn't say this poor man wallowed in the self-pity of his problems over and over again for 25 years, and he became prematurely gray and sad and depressed and discouraged. No.
It just simply says, the poor man cried, the Lord heard him and delivered him.
Yeah.
You know, how great is that?
You know, and that song we just did, it's talking about, hello, my name is regret. My name is defeat, you know? So many people live in that identity versus the identity, I'm a child of the one true king. I've been changed. I've been set free. I mean, that's a choice we're mm-hmm. talking about. We talk about choice on Living the Good Life all the time. It is all about choice. You can say, hello, my name is regret. My name is defeat. My name is self-pity. My name is shame. My name is depression. You can go by, you can be known as all of that, or you can be known as, I'm a child of the one true king. I've been changed. I've been set free. I choose part B there, door number two.
Yes.
Not the first one. What about y'all?
Thank you, Vanna.
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, that's true. It is a choice.
Right.
I briefly said something way earlier in the program about free will.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the, and I don't want this to come out wrong, it's one of the greatest gifts God has given human beings
yeah.
is free will.
Right.
But sometimes it can be a real pain, you know, because sometimes we use our free will to make really not so healthy decisions.
Right, absolutely.
And praise God, we serve a God who's bigger than even our wrong decisions.
Absolutely.
But he'll, you know, if we choose to wallow in, you know, in the mud, he's going to let us wallow as long as we want. But the minute we choose to come out of all that, he's right there ready to lift us right out of it.
Absolutely. You know, I've got some very young grandchildren, a few of them, some of them are little they're teenagers, but some of them are under the age of six, and they will remain nameless. But I will tell you what, they're very good at throwing tantrums. You know what I mean? And they they want it a certain way, and that's the way it's going to be. And sometimes, even though they are sitting on a chair, you know, in a timeout, which their parents tend to give them for some of this behavior, it can go on and on and on with the yelling and screaming until they make a choice. Are you done with that now? Yeah, I am, I guess. Okay, no, are you done? Because we're not going to have any more. You're not getting out of the chair or out of the corner until you're done. And a lot of times we wallow in our self-pity and our little temper tantrums until finally God's going, are you had enough? Are you miserable enough? Do you want peace? You can have your temper tantrum all day long, sweet thing, or you can rise up and be full of peace. You know what I'm saying here, Pastor Jim?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, last weekend I was up visiting my daughter.
Yes,
and
your granddaughter. Grace Elizabeth,
I asked Stacy if Grace threw temper tantrums, and she said, yes, of course she does.
Of course, yes.
And I reminded Stacy what seemed to work for her when she would throw a temper tantrum when she was young. And again, it was kind of modified timeout. You can scream and yell all you want. Just go in your bedroom and do it.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, duh, I'm not getting any attention for this.
That's right.
And, you know, again, but you still have to get it through your head that this isn't getting me what I really want. And some people don't see that. They'll throw their tantrums or live in their despair, live in their regret, live in their shame. And I just pray for those people that God would open your eyes to show you that you're not getting what you really need down in your spirit.
Not getting
because
it. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's getting filtered through all these mud paths. You know, you're off on a side rail here somewhere trying to get fixed what those things are never going to fix.
Exactly.
You know, those behaviors are not going to fix what's really wrong. Only God can do that. And bringing it to God through Jesus is the one way to get that healed.
Amen.
To get that taken away and to be able to walk, like we've been talking about, be able to walk in peace and in wholeness.
I'm going to quote those words from that song one more time. The name of that song, by the way, some of you may want to know it. It's by the artist Matthew West, Hello, My Name Is. That's the name of the song. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been changed. I've been set free. Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Dear one, do you want to have this prevailing peace that we're talking about? You got to taste and see that the Lord is good. How many times have you, Nan, I heard you say this on the air recently, that you didn't used to like a certain food. Remember?
Yes.
What was that?
Anything with cheese.
Oh, anything
what?
With cheese. Yeah, can you believe that? Anything with cheese. I don't know how I'd live without cheese.
I live for cheese. Yes.
And you said that.
I went through a drive-thru, and I
good
was
story.
Going back to work, and I'd ordered a plain hamburger because I don't like all that other stuff on there. And so I'm on the way back to office, and I opened it up, and it was a cheeseburger. Plain, but a cheeseburger. And I was furious, and I couldn't do anything about it because I needed to head back to the office. So I said, well, I'm hungry. So I started eating it and liked it. And it opened up a whole brand new world for me because I now use cheese with all kinds of stuff.
Taste and see that cheese is good.
There you go.
Blessed is Nan.
Yes, because she found that out.
It was a real, because now I do lasagnas and I do cheeses and stuff, and I won't even hardly ever order hamburger anymore. I always order a cheeseburger, you know, but I'm glad it happened.
It kind of happened to me years ago with broccoli. You know, I thought, this is a weird-looking vegetable. But I love broccoli now.
For me, it was Brussels sprouts.
Okay, yeah.
I'd always had, I don't know, God bless my parents, but I'm not sure what they did to Brussels sprouts. But I had real, fresh, steamed Brussels sprouts one time.
Yeah, loved
them.
They
were really good.
Well, you know, we digress, but we're making a point that nobody's going to forget about Nan and her cheese, me and my broccoli, and you and your Brussels sprouts.
Well, it's true. Taste and see. Try
yes,
it.
Yes.
What's that? What's that old commercial? Try it. You'll like it.
Mikey,
you know?
Likes Mikey. It. Remember? You know, yeah. Mike,
or hey, Mikey, Mikey likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Potato chips, I think.
No, Life cereal.
Oh, Life cereal.
Yeah.
Taste and see that the Lord is mean and nasty and all the time on your case. No.
No. He's
what's
good.
It say? The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. It's an old song from Nahum 1:7. It says this, Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows all those who put their trust in him. The Lord is good. The Lord is good to me. That's how that song goes. Mm-hmm. Woo! Well, taste and see the Lord is good.
And the song we sang Friday night popped into my head. I'm, you know, having a hoedown in my head now.
Yeah, boy, that was quite a song.
That
we did.
Was quite a song.
All about God is good.
God is good all the
all
time.
All the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
Amen. And it's true. You know, some people don't even want to try God. And, you know, David's saying taste. Just try it. Just
oh, absolutely.
Test him, you know, in a sense. Try him out. See if he doesn't do this. And, you know, he says, how blessed is the man who takes refuge.
Oh, amen.
Trust in him. The Lord is my strength and my song. He's become my salvation.
Yeah.
And the Lord is a strong tower. I mean, all of those things in the Bible talks about.
Yes.
About God being our refuge. He's our impenetrable rock.
Right.
You know, if you trust in him, you make him your refuge.
Yes.
You're going to be protected.
Amen.
Bad things may still happen. But God's the big thing is God's there with
Amen.
You. I mean, we've had a person who used to be in this ministry and has moved away, lost his grandmother this week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I sent out the prayer request for that. And, you know, sometimes that's hard because, we've all been through
yes.
that kind of loss.
Yes.
And it hurts. And your first immediate reaction, where's God in this?
Yeah.
And even in that, in a thing like that, we can see
right
that God can still work, because in this case, this person, you know, his grandmother was Christian, so we know where she's at,
right?
You know, and so my prayer was you know, for the whole family,
right,
to understand that and not. Yeah, we grieve because it's a loss, but we don't give up our hope.
Amen.
And, you know, here, if we take refuge in God, we're blessed because we have hope that no matter what goes on around us.
Right.
God is still in control.
Amen.
God is going to bless us.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens around us, we're going to be blessed, and we're still going to be with God when the outcome happens.
Absolutely.
You know, I quoted this earlier. I will never leave you nor
Amen.
Forsake you. Never,
Amen.
Never, never.
Never, never. Woo, okay. Here's some more good news. And that was all excellent. It's the song Forgiven by the group Sanctus Real? Real.
Sanctus Real.
Good song, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and for those of you that think that we have anything scripted or know where we're going or anything, we really don't. We have a general idea, right?
And I can say, I didn't think this was where we were going to go.
No, me either. This isn't what I thought this morning as I was getting ready. But, you know, God just says to those of you in the ministry or those of you who are radio broadcasters like we are, just get ready, get prepared, and then allow God to do what he mm-hmm. wants to do. I knew this was a lineup of songs, but I had no idea how this was going to fit. But listen to this. Little Oriental flair.
Playing with my head, and failure knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget.
struggle with my pain, wrestle with my pride. Sometimes I feel alone and I cry. And in this life, I know what I've been. But here in your arms, I know what I am. Now I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. And I don't have to carry the weight of the world bound, 'cause I'm forgiven. When I don't fit in and I don't feel like I belong anywhere, when I don't measure up to much in this life, oh, I'm a treasure in the arms of Christ.
Praise God, we are forgiven. You are forgiven, dear listener. You are delivered. You can be delivered from the anguish and the pain of the past or your current situation. You can be forgiven. And what's the poem God gave you?
It's interesting, during that song, no inspiration came.
Okay.
But he had inspired something way earlier in the show, and I thought it was going to be my closing comments, but I think it's supposed to be read right now.
All right.
It's entitled, it's like a dialogue between a person and God.
Okay.
It's entitled, Today is Your Day of Reflection.
Ooh.
As me as a person, I'm saying, I have learned so much on this day. Help me to be able to apply it to my life. I deeply desire to have prevailing peace and to feel freed from my challenging strife. And the Lord would say to us, little child, I see the desires of your heart. I will help you through all that you face. You will be able to move forward by my strength and with my grace. Mark this day on your calendar. Set it as a stone of tribute where I helped you. This day will be a memorable one, for it's a day that I've helped you through.
Oh, yeah.
You will be able to reflect back on this day, seeing how I have moved in your life. You will be able to share with others about how I gave you peace during your strife.
Oh, that's a great poem. Mm-hmm. If you want any of these during this show, you can just write me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com or pastorjim@bohmglobal.com, and we'll get you Nan's poems from the show. That is just right on. And I love the fact that it starts out talking like us talking, and then he has the answer. And here's part of his answer, Psalm 34:14. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. There we go.
I wondered how long it was going to take for us to get down there, because I saw that verse earlier and I thought, oh, we've got to get there.
We got to get there because, you know, it's evil to beat yourself up. It's evil to live in condemnation. It's evil to live in shame. It's evil to live in regret and depression and anxiety because of the past or your current situation. And I love Psalm 34:14. Mark it in your Bible. It is one of the best ones. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Go after it. We've been talking about it on Friday night. Just like seek for it. I mean, run after it. You got to have it. You got to have peace. You got to get this series. You got to understand this stuff because it will change your life. Pastor Jim, talk to me.
Well, that's true. I mean, pursue means to run after.
You got
to run. And I love this in verse 12. Who desires
yeah.
life?
Yes.
Which, I mean, and I was thinking earlier, life, peace, faith, all that is so, it's like one of those big old balls of rubber bands.
Right.
That it's all so intertwined.
It's all intertwined.
It's just hard to take it apart.
Right.
But he says, and whoever desires life and loves length of days. You want to have a long life.
Right.
That they may see good. Keep your tongue from evil.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we talked about what comes out of your mouth, your confession.
Right.
Hello, my name is, am I regret? Am I defeat? Am I child of the one true king? and your lips from speaking deceit.
Yeah.
You know, don't, and you know, normally we think, well, you know, that talks about just telling lies, but tell what the word tells about you.
Right.
You
yeah,
know,
say what God says.
Because anything else is in essence, right. It's a lie.
Right.
I'd rather talk about who God says I am, mm-hmm. than tell the lie of who Satan says I am.
Again, that's right.
You know, that's kind of been a theme throughout this whole radio show. You know, depart from evil and do good, seek peace and run after it.
Run after it.
You know, that's the path to life.
Oh,
peace
amen.
Is life because,
yes.
You know, I don't know if there's any studies out there that actually say this, but I would tend to believe it's true, that someone who lives in total chaos, their lifespan is probably going to be shorter than somebody who's resting in the arms of Jesus.
There are definite studies about that, Pat and Pastor Jim, because Dr. Angel on our Go Yard show brought that whole concept up a couple weeks ago with medical studies and things like that. Living in anxiety, living in stress, living in the past, living in shame tears you down, and studies do show that you're going to die sooner. Yes, you're going to have all that just pulls at you. It's a goal to have peace. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to walk around in peace. You know, it's just amazing what peace can do. The sandals of peace, which we'll have to talk more about someday soon. But, you know, walking in those sandals. Oh, So I love that you went back to those verses. Those are great. Let's go to verse 17 to kind of wrap this up. The righteous cry out. The Lord hears them. We've made that point over and over again on this show today. He delivers them from all their troubles. We've made that point over and over again. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. We talked about this verse last week, but it bears coming back to it again. Verse 18 of Psalm 34. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Nan and PJ, let's comment on that as we wrap up this show today. Those two verses, 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Nan, talk to us.
Well, a real trust factor comes in.
A trust factor
that you trust that he will do that. I mean, that's some things that he's been showing to me. I was reading back through some notes the other day, and it was like there was a time that it was trust. And that word kept coming up, trust.
Right.
And we have to trust and we have to believe.
Yes.
That he will do that. We have to believe. I mean, if we don't believe it, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Because he doesn't shove it on us.
No.
He's a perfect gentleman.
We appropriate it by faith.
Right.
Yes. Good point. Pastor Jim, I love this, don't you? The righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. And when you say it like that, hey, you know, I got many troubles, no big deal, but the Lord delivers me from them all.
Exactly.
Well, that's a bell ringer. Do you have your bell in there? There you go. Woo! Especially when you say it like that.
Yeah.
I may have trouble, but the Lord delivers me.
And I love verse 18.
Isn't that great?
This Fernand, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, okay, good, yes.
Because that's so true. I mean, this is kind of a been there, done that verse.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had those times where we've just been brokenhearted.
Right.
Where we just feel like our spirit is just, I like the wording here, crushed in spirit.
I mean,
where our spirit is just crushed and trampled, maybe because of something, you know, the devil did to us, something other people did to us. We just feel crushed. Mm-hmm. But the Lord is near, you know?
I love it.
First of all, he's near to you.
Yes, he is.
He's not standing afar off and being all aloof and, well, gee, I wish there was something I could do about that, but you're kind of on your own.
Right.
No, he's near to us. And I love that he's near to the brokenhearted.
Yes.
When we're sad, when we're brokenhearted, he's right there with
us. Right.
And he saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Amen.
You know, that one of the worst non-biblical, pseudo-biblical sayings is God helps those who help themselves.
That's right.
Just so you know, that ain't nowhere
That's
in the Bible.
That's not in the Bible.
That ain't nowhere in the Bible.
It ain't there.
And here's a verse that directly counteracts it.
Right.
Is that he saves those who are crushed in spirit. When we can't help ourselves,
yes, amen.
He saves us. And then even after he saves us, the righteous, you know, we're going to have afflictions. Jesus said in John 16:33, in the world, you know, these things I've spoken unto you that, you know, you may have peace.
Right. There it
I
is.
I didn't think about that first part, that, right. that you may have peace. In the world, you'll have tribulation, you'll have afflictions, you'll have troubles, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
Amen.
And, you know, yeah, just because you get saved or just because you know God doesn't mean that all of a sudden, ooh, I'm just going to float on a little cloud until I
that's
get
right.
to, until I get to glory.
Never
land.
Have any problems.
Right. No, that's not going to happen. Believe
no.
me.
No.
I mean, all three of us can attest that
yes.
just because you're saved does not mean that magically all your problems go away, because they're not going to. But here it is. When the problems come up,
Amen.
God delivers us from them.
From them all.
You know, he delivers us
Woo!
From them all.
That's a great one to memorize and put up on your mirror at home or somewhere. Your
Amen.
Car. Woo, doesn't matter what's going on. So if you think of that whole concept of, yeah, I got problems. I've had all kinds of stuff. Hey, I've had a busy year. I've had a difficult year in some ways. But I tell you what, God's delivered me over and over and over again out of all kinds of problems. And mm-hmm. that's the way we've got to look at life. And when we do that, we can have prevailing peace.
Exactly.
It's an attitude adjustment, Nan. And Nan walked into Bible study a couple weeks ago and said, I need an attitude adjustment tonight. Because she'd had a rough day a week at work. That week yeah, a rough that, week at work that week and I'll get
that's
it right
about
in a minute.
Reminding me to remember
I know wow okay and so but by the end of Bible study you said
I'm feeling better now I haven't had an attitude adjustment
and you had an attitude adjustment
I did,
and
yes.
you appropriated this stuff instead of saying my name is regret my name is defeat I'm the child of the one true King. I've been saved and I've been set free. Go ahead, Nan.
I don't often do this. I feel very strongly in my spirit that there's someone listening who wants to die.
Okay.
Because their spouse has left them.
Okay.
And they're very despondent and they don't know what to do.
Okay.
And it's like, I mean, it's like as if they have a gun with them. I mean, you know, I can remember a time that I didn't want to live mm-hmm. because of my relationship situation with a husband. But I want to encourage them. They need to contact us.
Okay.
They need to contact us through the number that you'll give. That God is in control. I want to encourage them that God is in control. He will help them. He will help them with their strife. They will be married again. They're feeling lonely. They're feeling like no one's ever going to want to love me because of what I've been through. No. That's God has his hand on that. And I don't
Thank
want
you.
Them to hurt themselves.
Thank
I
you for sharing that. Themselves. In fact, we do stand against any forms of suicide or any thoughts of that over this person or people in the name of Jesus. And we put the blood of Jesus over those situations. And yes, we have a phone number that you can text me directly, 727-888-4171. That's our Google voice number for our both shows, Go Yard and this one, and for the ministry, 727-888-4171. And use that. Feel free or write prayers, and you'll get Pastor right. Jim, Betty, or Shell, prayers@bohmglobal.com. You each have about 30 seconds here. We got to get out of here. So final word. I know. I just didn't realize what time it is. Golly. It's crazy.
Just, I mean, this whole psalm is so good because it starts out with the promise, you know, or starts out almost with a command. And then David backs it up with examples from his own life.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, and this kind of goes along with the person Nan had the word of knowledge about. You know, David backs it up with all these times that this has happened to him. And God is trustworthy.
Yes.
He's faithful.
Amen.
He's true. He's good for he's good for his word. He's good to his promises. I mean, he's true to his promises.
Amen.
And all you have to do is like call out. If you're brokenhearted, crushed in spirit, call out to him.
Amen.
Because he will be near.
Amen.
And he will save.
Praise God. And we agree with that right now. We want to hear from you. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. We'll get you directly to our prayer team. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. Me personally, pastor at BOHMGlobal.com. My associate pastor, Pastor Jim, who you've heard on this show, Pastor Jim at BOHMGlobal.com. Feel free to contact us. And 727-888-4171 is our Google Voice number. If you want to be a financial partner and help put this show on week after week, and there's people that do, you can just simply go to our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. Go down to the bottom of the first page, the homepage, go to donations. It'll open a page where PayPal will be there, and you can give, and it's secure, and you can give to this broadcast being on the air. We have been on the air over 9 years, 9.5 years now, and we thank God for this, and he's paid the bill every single week. You can get some reward in heaven for being a part of this, and so we welcome you to do that. BOHMGlobal.com, front page, donations, and then PayPal. Tune in again next week. Pastor Jim, you will be hosting next week with Nan and with Cindy. And it'll be a great show, and I will be at the wedding of my granddaughter, my only wonderful, precious, oldest grandchild, Rylan, and her wonderful, wonderful fiancé, Taylor, and they will be getting married next week. So I'm excited, and it's going to be a great time, and then I'll see you all 2 weeks from today. But Pastor Jim will hold down the fort. God bless you, and guess what, everybody? It's not far to Jesus. Have a great week. This has been Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Pastor Jim and Nan, bringing you the Word of God this day. We invite you to become a financial partner with us. Go to our website and you can find out about that. And tune in again next week. And God is teaching us so much in this series on peace. You know what? We love to close with this song week after week because it is not far to Jesus. Run to him. Run to him. God bless you. See you. It's not far.